This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Egyptian diplomat says two teams of Egyptian mediators are in Israel and the Palestinian territories to continue talks on firming up a ceasefire deal and securing a long-term calm. The diplomat says that discussions include implementing agreed-upon measures in Gaza and Jerusalem, including ways to prevent practices that lead to the latest fighting, or led to them. The official did not elaborate. He was apparently referring to tensions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the planned eviction of Palestinian families from a neighborhood in East Jerusalem. U.S. President Joe Biden says there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to that conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians, in Gaza. Biden also played down the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy, with ally Israel to publicly demand a ceasefire. President Biden says he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in remain deeply concerned about the situation with North Korea. Biden says he will deploy a new special envoy to the region to help refocus efforts on pressing Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Moon is welcoming America's return to the world stage, while Biden is praising the long history and shared sacrifice by the two allies. Biden says the U.S. agreed to vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside